Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed today. So I'm going to begin on Chaf Ted Amud Beis, 2 lines from the bottom. Okay, page 58, 29b, 2 lines from the bottom. So it says, "Itmar chaliyot b'viatat tzaveh." If Parshat Shkalim coincides with Parshat Tzaveh, so Parshas now Parshat Tzaveh, the next Parsha is Ki Tisa. So Parshat Shkalim is going to be the next parsha after the conclusion of Vayetav Tzaveh. So Itmar Chaliyot BeVayetav Tzaveh Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Napcho Karushita Mi Vayetav Tzaveh Ad Kitisa V'Chad Mi Kitisa Ad V'Asita. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak Napcho, the way you should do it on that Shabbos is have six aliyahs in Parshas Tzaveh, and then the seventh aliyah will be in Kitisa. So we've spoken about this in the past. This is holding that Maftir Ola l'minyan Shiva. In other words, the maftir will be part of the minyan Shiva, so that'll be working it that way. So Amar Abaye on the top line of Lamed Aleph. So Amar Abaye ukmi hu dekam ukmi hatam. So he said, if you do it that way, so the purpose of a Parshat Shkalim. Let me put my mask on. That the purpose of Parshat Shkalim is to notify people that they should bring a Machzor Shekel into the Beis Hamikdash. But if I lane it that way, I'm just going like in a Sefer Torah. I'm going from the beginning through Parsha Shkalim. Everybody's going to see the Parsha ends over there. In other words, they continue, and that's the end of the Parsha. They won't have any notice that there's something special about Parsha Shkalim. It's just the flow. So Elamar Abayi, rather Abayi says the way to handle it is Karushita mi v'yatat tzaveh ad v'yasita, that you'll have six aliyahs from Tetzaveh going through Kitisa, so I'll lane Kitisa once and end over there. I'll have six aliyahs. He says, and Biasita is the next parsha. Biasita Kiyor Nechoshet, the Chad Tani Vikari Mikitisa Ad Biasita, and then another person will repeat. So in other words, you're going to lane all of Tetzaveh. You'll lane the first parsha, the first paragraph of Kitisa, which is the one that we normally do for Parshat Shkalim. Then you'll call another aliyah with Kitisa, and then. So the fact that they repeat it twice, that'll flag it down for them. That's the idea according to Abaye. Now, I was listening a little bit to Rabbi Leibowitz today. He was quoting from the Merome Sada, that's the Nitziv, who says that that's really what we do. In other words, that's what we do every week with Maftir, right? We lane through Maftir and then we repeat the Maftir. But apparently, Bisman Chazal, they didn't do that. So that would be the. Yeah, but we said the people don't know where the parshas begin and where they end. In other words, it's really the sedra. They don't know where the sedra begins and ends. So Mayfei, so in this we ask Kasha from the following Brisa. So this is going to be a Kasha against Rav Yitzchak Nafta. So it says, Chaliyot b'parsha asmukhala. If Parshat Shkalim coincides with the parsha that's next to it, in other words, either he says, Bein milchaneah, in other words, Parshat Tetzaveh. So if Parshat Shkalim comes out on Parshat Tetzaveh, or coincides with Parsha Vayakhel, which is the Parsha afterwards. Korinota, so we read Parsha Shkalim, the Koflinota, and we repeat it. So the Gemara says, Bishlamu. So according to Baye, at least as far as Tetzaveh is concerned, the Gemara thinks the Pshat is, I'll lane Tetzaveh, I'll go through Kitisa, and then I'll lane Kitisa again. So I'll say it twice, I'm Koflinota, I'm repeating it. So the Brisa does not pose a question to Baye. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Napcha, we said we're just going to read through Tetzaveh and then Kitisa. We're not repeating anything. So the Brisa is difficult. No, we'd explain the Brisa according to Rabbi Yisrael Napcha. So Amalach Rabbi Yisrael Napcha. So Rabbi Yisrael Napcha would say, according to Abaye, does it work out so easily according to Abaye? He says, Tenach Lefaneha. So you explained a pshat in the Brisa when Shkalim comes out on Parshas Tzitzaveh, but he says, La, but let's say it's Parshas Vayakhel, which is what the Brisa also referred to. So how are you going to have a repetition in Parshas Vayakhel? So what are you forced to say is the pshat we're on Lamed Amud Aleph, 5 lines from the above where it gets wide. Elamai, what are you forced to say? Kofla. In other words, when it says kofla, you repeat it, doesn't mean repeat it on that Shabbos. It means you repeat it over the course of this Shabbos and next Shabbos. You're gonna or the previous Shabbos now. So in other words, it means that if it's Parshat Tzitzaveh, you lane Shkalim, and the next week is Kitisa, so you hear it again. Or it's It's Vayakel. Last week I heard Kiti, so now I'll hear it again. That's what Kofla means. Just a minute. So he says, Achanami, Kofla b'Shabbatot. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman says, my pshat is fine. When I said that you'll lay in Kiti, you'll lay in Tetzaveh, and then you'll do Kitisa, so next Shabbos you'll hear Kitisa, so it'll be repeated. So it's not a kasha according to his pshat. Okay? All right. So let me just pause for a second. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Yeah, in other words, you want to say, well, no, let's go slowly with this. In other words, the Gemara assumes that, well, it's a good point you're making, but the Gemara assumes that where it's going to flow right into it, let's say with Tetzaveh, I'm not going to take out another Sefer Torah because it's like a tier, it's like unnecessary to take another Sefer Torah out. That's what the Gemara assumes. But you want to say, since I'm taking two Sefer Torah, that'll flag down to everybody. I don't know the answer to that question. Okay, but the Gemara assumes that you'll have one Sefer Torah for this. All right. So, in other words, last week was Parshas Ki Tisa. So, we laid part of Ki Tisa. This week's Vayakel, so we have Parshas Gam, so we're saying it twice. Okay, so five lines above where it gets wide, on Lamed Amud Aleph. Are you okay with that? Do you have a place? Okay, so the Gemara says, Chal Yod Ki Tisa Atzma. Now, let's say Parshas Shkalim is on Parshas Ki Tisa. How do I handle it then? So, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Karushita and Ba'asita ad Vayakel. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman says, I have six aliyahs from Ba'asita is the second parsha within Kitisa. In other words, the weekly portion we'll call a Sedra, which is really what it is, and then the parsha of the paragraphs in the Sefer Torah. So the first paragraph in Kitisa, the first parsha is about the Master Shekel. The next parsha is Ba'asita Kior Nechoshet. You'll build the Kior, the labor, the Mishkan. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman says, Karushitam and Vasitad Vayakel, you're laying the whole parsha except for the first part, the first section, the whole sedra except for the first parsha, Bechad Kari Mikitisa Ad Vyasita. And then one person will jump back and now go to the beginning of the parsha. You got it? In other words, we'll lane and we'll skip the first few psukim, and then at the end, we'll come back and pick up those psukim. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman says to do. So Matkiv La Abaye, so Abaye asks a strong question. Again, Akafta means a strong question, usually based on Svara. Hashta Amri L'mafreihu Dikari. If you do it that way, people will think they just forgot a few psukim, and now they're going back to pick up the psukim they left out. In other words, we want them to be on notice that now it's Parshat Shkalim, you have to bring the box to the Shekel. But if you do it the way Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman says, people say, no, it's our regular Sedra. It's just they left out by accident some psukim, and now they're going back and picking up those leftover psukim. Elamar Abaye, last narrow line. Elamar Abaye, Karushita Ad Vayakel. Abaye says you're going to have six aliyahs from the beginning of Kita Tisa till the end of the Parsha, the end of the Sedra. He says, V'chad Tani V'kari Mikita Tisa Ad Vyasita. And then one person is going to go and repeat over the first one. I don't think in our Luach it can ever come out on Kitisa. So let's take a look. Now, Tani Kavate Dabaye, we learn a Bryce that supports Abaye. The Bryce says, Chal Yod B'Kitisa Atzma, if Shkalim comes out on Parshas Kitisa, Korino Tav Koflin Otav. We read it and then we repeat it. Now, here, Koflin Otav can't mean on another Shabbos because there's nothing to repeat on the next Shabbos. So it means that we repeat the beginning part over again. Okay? All right, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? So we spoke about this earlier in the Masechta. Remember, the Gemara said that you could skip a little bit in the Torah. Remember, we said that on a Tanit Sibur, we always skip, right? We learn by a Chal, and then we skip. So here, the Gemara is taking it that I could skip a little bit. All right. Remember, we said the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. Remember, he skipped from Achrei Mo to Emor. Okay. I'm going to go further unless somebody has questions or comments or thoughts, okay?
Does the Maturgaman have the role of the Shamash also? Who makes announcements in shul back in the day?
I don't know what announcements, if any, were made. The Maturgaman is the one who's translating into Aramaic. I don't know about announcements. All right.
Well, since we're having a problem with this one, why can't an announcement be made? And by the way, it's Shkalim, bring your Machzira Shekel. Lest you be confused with how we're reading the Parshiot.
So that wasn't the takana. Takana wasn't to make an announcement on Shabbos, especially not to bring machzor a shekel. I don't think it's appropriate to make an announcement quite like that on Shabbos. But the takana was just a lane, the section. That's the takana. All right. Let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, the second wide line on Lamed Amud Aleph. Okay, Chal Yod Betocha Shabbat, Machdim in the Shabbat Sha'avra. So we said that if Rosh Chodesh, again, the Mishnah began that Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Shabbos, that's Parshat Shkalim. Then the Mishnah says, Chal Yod Betocha Shabbat, if Rosh Chodesh comes out during the week, so Machdim in the Shabbat Sha'avra. So we're going to do it the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. In other words, we're going to do it the prior Shabbos. So Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yod Be'erev Shabbat. So now the Gemara takes up, what if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Friday, which could happen? That's when you have Rosh Chodesh Adar on a Friday. So Rosh Chodesh on the 15th, right? So then Purim would be on a Thursday, and Shushan Purim would be on a Friday. So Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yod Be'erev Shabbat. Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Friday. Rav Amar Machdim. Rav says, you do the same thing. You go with the Shabbos before, it would be Parshat Shkalim. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says, I would lay in Parshat Shkalim the day after Rosh Chodesh. In other words, on the 2nd of Adar. Rosh Chodesh was Friday. So on the 2nd of Adar, the day after Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be atypical. So usually when Rosh Chodesh comes in on Shabbos, I lay in Parshat Shkalim. Rosh Chodesh is in the middle of the week, I lay in the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. But when it's on a Friday, according to Rav, I do the same as always on the Shabbos before, but according to Shmuel, I'm going to do it the day after. Rav Amar Machdimin, Rav says we have to do it the Shabbos before. Yimkein Batsu Lehu Yomei Shulchano. I have to do it before because otherwise I'm going to run out with adequate time to announce bringing the Matzah Shekel before the Shulchano, before the money changers set up their table. So we said that the Shulchanim, or the Shulchanot, yeah, they set up the money, the tables on the 15th of Adar. So I need 2 weeks ahead of that, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's where the Gemara is going. We learned yesterday, Shmuel says I need 2 weeks preparation. So I need 2 weeks advance notice. So I have to do it the week before. So in other words, if Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, and then I'm laning on the 2nd, so I don't have 2 weeks before the 15th, right? So I have to, according to Rav, I have to do it the Shabbos before. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin, Shmuel says, I'm going to do it the day after Rosh Chodesh. Amar Lach, Shmuel would say to you, Sof Sof Chameisar Amalei Shabta Mikla. That year, the 15th of Adar comes out on a Friday. B'Shulchanot Lunafki Adchan B'Shabbos. So at a Kabbalah for Shabbos, the Shulchanot means like the Shulchani is the money changer. So what's the flow of Shulchani, Oded? All right. All right. Anyway, so the people who are money changers, they're not going to set up shop till Sunday in a year like that. In other words, at a kavod, if the first day is on a Friday, they're not going to set up the shulchanot on Friday. So they'll set it up on Sunday. Hilkach ma'achrin. Therefore, Shmuel says there's nothing wrong, and we're going to delay it, and we'll do it better by delaying it. So we'll close up any gaps. There won't be any gaps between Parshat Shkalim and Parshat Zachor. Okay, so that's the machloket between Rav and Shmuel. So again, if Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday, is Parshat Shkalim Shabbos before, or is it the Shabbos after? According to Rav, it's Shabbos before, like always, and according to Shmuel, it's the Shabbos, it's the day after. So now the Gemara is trying to tease out the machloket. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Chal Yod Betocha Shabbat, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in the middle of the week, Machdim in the Shavar, then we do it earlier, the Shabbos before, Umafsik in the Shabbat Acheret. And then we'll have 1 week break. We'll have one Shabbos. So we'll have Shkalim, then we'll have blank, and then we'll have partners for Zachor, will be the following Shabbos. So my love of Feel of Erev Shabbat, is it not when the Tana of the Mishnah says, Kaliot Bitocha Shabbat, when the Tana of the Mishnah says, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, that includes even Friday, in which case that would be a proof of Rav and Akash against Shmuel. So the Gemara says, low. No, not necessarily the case. Betocha Shabbat Davka. In other words, Shmuel will say, when it says Betocha Shabbat, it means in the middle of the week. But in Achinami, if it's at the very end of the week, then a different halacha pertains, and then you would lane it the day after Rosh Chodesh. Okay. So, right. Toch means not doesn't mean include Friday. Friday is the end of the week. Now, Tashma, so now the Gemara tries to bring a different proof. Now, these proofs seem to be each one supporting Rav in a clash against Shmuel. So Tashma is a Braisa. Ezohi Shabbat Rishona. Now, the Mishnah said we have a series of Shabbos. The first Shabbos is Parshat Shkalim in the series. So Ezohi Shabbat Rishona, which is the first Shabbat? Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Adar Yom Betocha. He says, if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out during that week, then the Shabbos before is the first Shabbos. But feel the Erev Shabbat. And the Braisa says, even if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Friday, so that Braisa seems to be on all fours supporting Rav, that if you do it the Shabbos before. So my love, afilu be'erev Shabbat, to me tocha. Is it not that the Braisa is saying Friday is an equivalence between Erev Shabbat and betocha? It has betocha, but afilu be'erev Shabbat. It says, ma tocha makdimin, just like when it's in the middle of the week, I do the Shabbos before, erev Shabbat makdimin. So if you want to start on Friday, you do the Shabbos before. So if that's the shot in the Braisa, it's going to be good proof for Rav, bad news for Shmuel. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel would say to you, but Shmuel would say the pshat in the Braisa, or perhaps the version of the Braisa should be, not that the Braisa says, Ezuhi Ekosha, Koshacha Rosh Chodesh Adar Liot Betocha, but Koshacha Rosh Chodesh Adar Liot Ba. In other words, that Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on that Shabbos. That's the way Shmuel interprets the Braisa. So the way Shmuel interprets the Braisa is, I'll say the Braisa another way he interprets it. Ezui Shabbat Rishona, which is the first Shabbos of Parshat Shkalim, Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Adar Liyopa. When Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on that Shabbos, Bapilu Be'erev Shabbat. And even when it's on Friday, that's the day after, is still the day you lay it. But Chintana to Beis Shmuel, and a Braisa was taught in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, Nur Bryce had said ba. Anyway, so we had two shitot. We have Rav and Shmuel. Rav says the key is when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Friday. Is there a different halacha or not? And the stadim are whether we need more time or not. Shmuel says we don't need more time because the Shulchan Aruch are not going to get established till Sunday. So I have time. So it's better to leave it. So we asked some questions against Shmuel. We were able to deflect it. So let me just do the 3-4 lines and I'll pause for questions, comments, and thoughts. So the Gemara says, Kitanai, this machloket between Rav and Shmuel, the Amoraim, it tracks a machloket Tanaim. Now here's the machloket Tanaim. Misargin l'shabbatot divrei Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Then we're going to alternate Shabbos according to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer ain misargin. We're not going to alternate. And we'll see. It means like this, that typically, when I have Parshat Shkalim, so one Shabbos I'm laying Shkalim, then you have a Hafsaka, break. Then the next Shabbos will be Zachor, and then I'll have Purim. That's usually the way we'll do it, right? That's usually typically the way it works, okay? So now let's take a look. So here, the Tanakhama says, we're going to alternate Shabboses. So one Shabbos, Arba Parshio, the next Shabbos, not. The next Shabbos, one of the Arba Parshio, the Sargon, and then Shimon Lazar says, Amosargin, we're not going to alternate. So Amar Shimon Lazar, Amatayani Meir Amosargin, when do I say that we're not going to alternate and we're going to do Shkalim, Zachor, Purim? When do I say that? He says, Bizman, Shachal Yot, Be'erev Shabbat. When Shabbos comes out on a Friday, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Friday. In other words, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Friday, so the first of Adar is Friday, the second of Adar will be Shkalim, the ninth of Adar will be Zachor, and then Purim will be that Thursday. That's the way I hold it. It goes. Aval, Bizman Shachal Yot Betocha Shabbat. But if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out in the middle of the week, prior to Friday, Makdim Korei Mishabbat Shavra. So then I also agree that you read Parshat Shkalim the previous Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, Afal Pishu Shvat, even though it's Shvat at that point in time, and it's not Adar. Okay. So if that's so, Braisa makes it clear it's a machloket Tanaim. According to Shimon Elazar, clearly he holds that when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on a Friday, to lane Shkalim the day after, which is the second of Adar, but the Tanakhama holds no. You'll lane it the previous Shabbos, then you'll have a break, and then the next Shabbos will be Zachor. Okay? Okay, so that's it. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts?
People that collect the Shkalim by the
Shulchanot, right? Okay. All right. So now any questions, comments, or thoughts? All right. So we said that the Shmuel Hall, let me see where the Rashi is. He says, yeah, so you know, if you look at Rashi, look at the fourth narrow line in Rashi. Unafki Abkhan Bashaba, this is going where the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchanot, manned by the Shulchanim, are going to set up on Sunday. So if we delay it, we'll still have 2 weeks advance notice. If we don't have to make a hefsek between two parshiot, we don't want to do that. That's what Shmuel says. It means between Shkalim and Zachor. So I want to close that gap where I can. Okay? All right. All right. Now, I'm going to move forward because that's it. Okay, now, we're around the 15th line and the wide line's down on Laman Amarela. Okay? So, B'shnia Zachor V'chuli. We said the second Shabbos is going to be Parshat Zachor, where we remember the mitzvah to destroy Amalek. Itmar, Purim Shechal Yof Be'erev Shabbat. Now, when Purim comes on a Friday, which it can, sometimes it does happen that way, it means the 14th of Adar is on a Friday. Rav Amar, Machim in Parshat Zachor. Rav says Parshat Zachor will be the Shabbos before Purim, even though Purim is on a Friday. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says, under those circumstances, Parshat Zachor will be the day after Purim, which is Shushan Purim. In other words, it'll be the 15th of Adar, so it'll be Shushan Purim. That's Purim Meshulash. So Rav Amar Ma'imin, Rav says, we're going to do it the Shabbos before. Hehechi lo tikdom asila zechira. Rav says, I want to have it says in the Megillah, we've had this pasuk before, Vayamima Eilin is Karim Benasim. Remember, we had it on going back to Daf Bey. These days are Nizkarim v'Nasim. Nizkarim, the Gemara, means remembered and done. But we said Nizkarim referred to Krita Megillah, and Asiyah referred to the Simcha, the Mishtel on Purim. But here he's learning it slightly differently. There was Nizkarim v'Nasim. Nizkarim is the Zechira of Amalek, and Asim is the celebration of Purim. So Rav says, I don't want to have Purim before the Zechira. So that's why I say it should be the Shabbos before. Shmuel Mar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says, we're going to lay Zachor the day after. So Amar Lach, so Shmuel would say to you, since in the world, there are places that do celebrate Purim on the 15th of Adar, specifically Yerushalayim and all the cities that are Mukafin Chomah from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. So therefore, for them, the Asir and the Zechir will come together. That's fine, which is normally the way when Kriyas and Megillah and Purim works. You know, in this Karim and Asim, right? We have Kriyas and Megillah and we obey Purim. And since for them it works for everybody else as well. Okay, so that's the machloket again between Rav and Shmuel, where Rav is similar as before. Rav says Machdimin and Shmuel says Ma'achrin. So now the Gemara Tanan, the Gemara Mishnah, the Shni of Zachor, that the second Shabbos is Zachor. Bahaki mitla reshiyarcha b'Shabbat mitla Purim be'erev. So, but sometimes Rosh Chodesh is on a Shabbos, and then in which case Purim's on a Friday, b'Katani b'Shni of Zachor. And nevertheless, it says that on the second Shabbos is Parshat Zachor. Let's go slow with this. So, wait a minute. So, Shni is Zachor, right? Second Shabbos Zachor. So, when Rosh Chodesh is on a Shabbos, Purim is going to be on a Friday, right? And kind of Shni is Zachor. The second Shabbos will be Zachor. So that supports Rav. That supports Rav. That Rav says, and I'll do Shkalim, then I'll do Zachor, and then we'll have Purim. That's the way it goes. Okay, so Amara Papa, so where Papa says, so he's trying to support Shmuel. It says Amara Papa, my Shnia, Shnia Lav Saka. In other words, in the Mishnah, if we look at the Mishnah starts off with Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Yuf Shabbat, when Rosh Chodesh Adar Shabbos, and then it has the second line, it says B'Shnia Zachor. So the way initially we were looking is the first Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Shabbos. which is our case, that Rosh Chodesh is on a Shabbos, the 15th is also on a Shabbos, and the 14th is when Purim comes on a Friday. And yet, nevertheless, Tana says, the Shniyah is Zachor, the second Shabbos is Zachor. So if what I said is correct, so then that's a proof for Rav. That's clearly a proof for Rav. So then the Gemara says, no, that when it says B'Shniyah Zachor, it isn't modifying according to Shmuel, according to Rav Papa, who's, you know, arguing for Shmuel. The first clause, where Shosh Adak Shalab Shabbat, it says the second line says, Kal Yot B'Tocha Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out not on Shabbos, but during the week, Matim L'Shavar. So we do previously. And then when it says B'Shniyah Zachor, it means the second Shabbos after the Hafsaka. So I'm going to have Shkalim, then I'm going to have a break, and then I'm going to have Zachor. So the B'Shniyah Zachor doesn't mean the second Shabbos after the series begins. It means the second one counting from the Hafsaka. So let's see back in the Gemara. So just 1 second. I'm going to find a place. Okay. So we've deflected the question against Shmuel. Okay. So Tashma, so we try to bring another proof. This is from a Braisa. It says, Ezu Shabbat Shnia, which is the second Shabbos, means which is the Shabbos that we're going to link Zachor, Kol Shechal Purim Liot B'Tocha, that whenever Purim is during that week, we think, Afil B'Erev Shabbat. My love, Erev Shabbat, Dunya D'Tocha. Is it not that there's an equivalence? In other words, whether it's during the week or it comes out on a Friday, Matocha Matimin. So just like when it's during the week, I'm going to do it the Shabbos before Purim. Of Erev Shabbat Matimin. So too, when Purim comes on a Friday, I'll do it the Shabbos before. So again, we have a proof, we think, for Rav, and now Shmuel is on the defensive. So Amar Shmuel Ba. So Shmuel will say in this Braisa, like we learned in the other Braisa, Shmuel will say when the Braisa says, Kol Shechal Purim Liot B'Tocha, it doesn't mean during the week. The way he understands the Braisa, or he thinks the Braisa should be amended, is Kol Shechal Purim Ba. When Purim is Chal on that Shabbos, which can't happen in our Luach, but it means that the 14th is on a Shabbat. Okay, Tana de Shmuel Ba. That's the so means Bafil Be'erev Shabbat. So if Purim is on a Shabbos or Purim is on a Friday, I'm going to do it the following day. Okay, Tana de Shmuel Ba. Chaliot, okay, so that we weren't able to resolve. So it's not in both ways. Now, Chaliot B'Shabbat Atzma. Now, let's say Purim falls out on a Shabbos, which, as I said, can't happen in our Luach. Chaliot B'Shabbat Atzma. Amar Rav Huna. The Divrei HaKol ain't matimin. So Rav Huna says, if Purim itself is on a Shabbos, says the Divrei HaKol ain't matimin. There's no reason to lay Zachor the Shabbos before. I'll lay Zachor that day of Purim. Rav Nachman Amara dying to the Machloket. Rav Nachman says, no. And indeed, even in that case, there's a Machloket where one side holds, I'll do it the Shabbos before. One side says, I'll do it that Shabbos. Itmar Nami. I'm a Kibar Abba, I'm a Rabbi Abba, I'm a Rav, Purim Shachal B'Shabbat, Matim V'Kurei B'Shabbat Shavraz Zachor. And we have a statement from Kibar Abba, the name of Rabbi Abba, the name of Rav, and Rav is the one who says that we're always doing the Shabbos before. Indeed, even if Purim comes out on a Shabbos, we'll do it the Shabbos before. Okay? All right. So who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? We'll say,
you don't have the problem of Parashat that it's a very with the current law.
With current law.
Not all the Sugiyot that we learned before.
So Parshat, with Parshat Shkalim.
I was wondering if Shabbat the book of Shabbat.
Yeah, but Parshat Shkalim can begin on, can be on Parshat Tzavah, can it or not? It can, yeah, I think so too. Yeah, right. It just can't come out. It can't come out in Parshas. Yeah, but it can't come out in Parshas Ki Tisa. Okay, I'm going to move forward. Okay, now we're 8 lines from. Cannot be at the Tzavah. Okay, so I made a mistake then. Okay, so Odei says it can't be in Parshas Tzavah. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. We're 8 lines from the bottom. Okay, the Shlishit Para Adum L'Chulei. So the third Shabbos is Para Aduma, Para Aduma. So he says, Tan Rabbanan, Ezu Yishabat Shlishit, which is the third, we have four parshiot on four Shabbos, obviously. Now, we said that usually there's at least one break in there, and sometimes there are two breaks. So Tanrabanan, Ezri Shabbat Shlishi, what's the third Shabbos? In other words, the Shabbos following Purim will be Para. Itmar, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shabbat HaSmuchel Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina says, the Shabbos right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There was obviously, or we think, two different Shabboses. One is saying the Shabbos after Purim. One is saying the Shabbos right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So below, please. But the Gemara says there's no machloka between the two statements. Had the ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbat. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out on a Shabbat, so then that will be Parshat HaChodesh, the fourth Shabbos. Parshat HaChodesh, we read about the Korban Pesach Amim Kadesh Nisan. So if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Shabbos, so that'll be Parshat HaChodesh. And then the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be Parshas Para. That's like Reb Chana and Reb Chanina. The Ikla Be'emsa Shabbat. But if Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out in the middle of the week, so then the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be HaChodesh. All right. The Revi'at HaChodesh on the fourth Shabbos is Parshat HaChodesh. We see HaChodesh Zilachem. We just landed this past, you know, this past Shabbos. We had HaChodesh Zilachem in Parshat Bo. You know, we're coming up really close to the Arba Parshiot because Rosh Chodesh, well, actually not so close. We have a Mubar this year, but yeah, but I guess another 6 weeks or so. Okay, so Tana Rabbana, and the Haftarah for Ashkenazim has been Shabbat Shalom Yehoash B'malcho. And we read about how they like collected the Matziah Shekel. The Ezri Shabbat Rishona, which is the first Shabbos, it says Kol Shachal Rosh Adar Liot B'Tocha B'Filu B'Erev Shabbat. That means any. So we had different ways to understand this price. So we quoted it earlier in the Amulet. So Rab understand that if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes during the week, so I after. Then the Brisa continues, Mishnah Zakor, the second Shabbos on the Parshat Zakor, Hakati. We Ashkenazim begin Shem Kadosh Yidar Shasam Malek Israel. We're about, you know, Shaul, you know, destroying or attacking Amalek. But Ezri Hi Shabbat Shniya, what's the second Shabbat? Second Shabbat means the Shabbos of Malek Zakor. Kol Shachal Purim Liot B'Tocha, but feel the Erev Shabbat. But here again, we had two different ways to understand the Brisa. Rob will understand if it happens during the week, Purim that is, Salein, the Shabbos before, and even if Purim comes on a Friday, I do the Shabbos before. And Shmuel learns, again, Bah. That if it's Shabbat, that if Purim comes out on Shabbos or it comes on an Erev Shabbos, Kol Shachal Purim Liot B'Tocha on that Shabbos or by the Erev Shabbos, you know, it means the 14th on a Shabbos Friday. Mishlish Parah Aduma, the third Shabbos is Parah Aduma. Ba'atzrim Zarati Aleichem. What's the third Shabbos? The run right after Purim, it says here, that we learned earlier in the Gemara, it depends on, you know, how Rosh Chodesh works out. On the fourth Shabbos, in HaChodesh, turn page, on the top line, on Laman of Days, what's the fourth Shabbos? Kol Shachal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Liot B'Tocha B'Afil Be'erev Shabbat. And whatever, in other words, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and even if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Friday. So here, Shmuel is not mechulak with this halakha. Shmuel will agree with this. Here, Shmuel will agree that I have to lay in HaChodesh before Rosh. I can't have Rosh Chodesh and then lay in HaChodesh after Rosh Chodesh. Shmuel will agree with that. HaChodesh Zelachem, I can't lay in after Rosh Chodesh Nisan has already come, because I want to read about the mitzvah of Kadesh the Chodesh. So I was talking to Rav Sobolovsky about this. You know, in the Mishnah, Rashi emphasized that HaChodesh was focusing on the Korban Pesach. From this Rashi, it sounds like the Iker is the Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings out, the Kiddush HaChodesh. But Shmuel will agree with that, okay? Now, let me just speak for a few more minutes, and then we'll pause and open up the table for questions. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi is Simanim, for how to handle the Arba Parshiot. If you look at the fourth wide line in the Rashi on top, he says, V'siman Masorot Hafsakat Parshiot Kach. The Siman Hafsakat Parshiot means we have four Parshiot, but there are going to be, we have four Shabbases with special readings, but invariably there'll be at least one break between the four. That's called the Hafsakah, and sometimes there'll be two Hafsakot. So how do I know when there's a Hafsakah or not? Of course, now we look at a Luach, but if I don't have a Luach, how would I figure this out? So look at the fourth wide line in Rashi. We see Menem Masorot Hafsakah Parshiot Kach. This is Tu, Bo, Dad, Ubiv. Now, we're going to skip, he has a whole Arichas, but then he summarizes at the end of the Rashi. If you look around the eighth very wide line in Rashi, downstairs, he says, you see where it says, Derek Kitzara, this is like a period there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Line 9, on the very wide lines in Rashi, the ninth very wide line. Okay, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth word from the end of the line. So Derek Kitzara, Simani Mekfiat Rosh Chodesh Adar, Zabdu, the days that Rosh Chodesh Adar can come on are Zion Beis Dal Adar. So Rosh Chodesh Adar can be on a Shabbos, a Monday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. It can only come out on one of those 4 days of the week. The Siman of Hafsakot, the Siman for the breaks are the two Bo Dad Ubiv, Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar B'Shabbat, Shu Yom Shvi. There was the two is if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Shabbos, Hafsakot B'Tet Bab LaChodesh, Lo Yoter. So then the break will be on the 15th. So Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Shabbos. So then that day, Alein Kalim. And then it should be Shushan Purim. The two games on Shabbos at 5. Chal Adar Yom Sheni Hafsaka B'Vav LaChodesh. If Shushan Adar comes out on a Monday, so Friday would be the break, the sixth of the month. In other words, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a, in other words, Rosh Chodesh on a Monday, so Shabbos before that Monday, Alein Shkalim, the following Shabbos, I won't have any special laning, and then after that, Alein Zachor, right? Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar Biyom Rabi'i, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is Biyom Rabi'i on a Wednesday, Hafsaka Biyom Dalet, so it's Dad, Dalet, Dalet. If it's on a Wednesday, so Alein Shkalim, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, and the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh will be blank. And the next Shabbos will be Zachor, below Yoter. Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar Biyom Shishi, if Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Friday, so if Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday, so that means Purim is on a Thursday, Hafsaka Biyom Sheni, the Chodesh, there'll be Hafsaka on the 2nd, Uviyom Yudvav, it means the 16th, the Chodesh. So if Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday, so Alein Shkalim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, then the second of Adar I'll have a break. The Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh I won't have any special laning, and then Alein Zachor, then Purim will come, and then the Shabbos after Purim would be the 16th, and then I'll have a break then as well. All right. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I said so far? All right. I'm gonna move on. With me? All right.
You so keep freezing up tonight.
I'm in Bay. 30B. Okay. So the Tana. What? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Who is this? Who?
You keep.
Burnt?
Yeah, you keep freezing up somehow. You know, I don't know if it's anything you're doing.
Yes, yeah. Me too. Does
on Zoom feel that way?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I could do about that. I'm sorry. All right. All right, but you're okay now?
Yeah, because we have a shamish and shul, and he lets us know when to do what. To rely on this Rashi, zero. It gives you a schedule, right? When you can skip.
You didn't hear the Rashis when I explained the Rashis. You couldn't hear that,
right?
Oh, I feel badly. You know, but Rashi gives like the four
a schedule, right?
Right, schedule, right? When.
You're freezing again.
You have a break. You know, if you really want to listen to it, I'm going to post it, Blinette, or on YU Torah, so you can always listen again, okay? Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Eric. It was either in yesterday's daf or the daf the day before where they said that for some period of time they read the Torah in 3 years instead of one.
That's correct. How could they
do that and still accommodate all of these scheduling things that we're learning about now?
No. In other words, when they read the Torah in 3 years, so the parshiot are broken up. They're shorter than what we lay. So it's not the way we lay in shul. So like Bereishis might take 3 weeks to lay in what we call Bereishis, and Noah might take 3 weeks. So I got that.
So would they have to modify it in order to accommodate, In other words,
like this is Talui with the Lua. In other words, this there's nothing that doesn't interfere in any way. In other words, this clicks in around Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the lane Shalim on a different parsha.
Okay.
All right.
So I have a question.
Yeah, okay.
What's the rule? How is a haftorah assigned to a parsha?
Okay, so we're going to, again, so we'll discuss this more tomorrow. So the haftorah, let me wait more for tomorrow with the haftorah, okay? But a lot of the haftorah, some haftorah are mentioned in the Gemara, some are not mentioned. Some are mentioned in the Midrashim, some are not mentioned either the Gemara or the Midrashim. And the haftorah is, there's more to explain. I'll have to wait till tomorrow, okay? Let's see back in the Gemara. So the chamishit chos from the chesidra mechulai. So on the fifth Shabbos, we go back to the regular order. So the Seder Mai, what order are we going back to? Reb Ami Amar, the Seder Parshio, who goes there. Reb Ami said he'll go back to the Parshio, means for the Kriyat Torah, meaning that according to Reb Ami, when they get to the Arba Parshio, they're not reading the weekly Parshio anymore. They're just reading those Arba Parshio. That's the whole Kriya that day. So once I pass the four Parshio, now I can go back to the Parsha Shavua. Okay, he says, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, the Seder Haftarot Hu Chozer. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, we were continuing on with the regular Parsha of Shavua, but we're going back to the regular Haftarot. Now, the regular Haftarot got bumped, and now we're going back to the regular sequence of Haftarot. So Amar Abaye, Kibakid Rabbi Mistabra. So Abaye says, more logical, the way Rabbi Ami says from the Mishnah, that we stop the regular parsha of Shavua, now we're going back to it. Not because we learn in the Mishnah, the Kol Mafsikin, we interrupt for all different holidays. This is the Rosh Chodeshim. We interrupt for Chanukah, mean for Rosh Chodesh, means that let's say Rosh Chodesh is on a Monday or a Thursday, I'm not going to read the parsha of Shavua. I'm going to lean Rosh Chodesh. Le Chanukah. Chanukah comes, the regular parsha of Shavua gets bumped during the week. Le Purim also gets bumped. The Taniyot, for fast days, it also gets bumped. With the Mamadot, we said the people would gather in their towns and be fasting and have a special Kriyat Torah, if they were assigned to that Mamad, that shift. So also gets bumped. With Yom HaKippurim, so we said this means Mincha on Yom Kippur, Mincha Shabbos on Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, so if it's a Yantiv, typically I read the Parsha Shavua, but Yom Kippur and Mincha, I don't read it anymore. So the Gemara says, "Bishleim leman demar seder parshiyot hukozer." So, according to the opinion, which is Rabbi Ami, he says we're going to interrupt the regular seder parsha of Shavua and of the ikah parsha b'chol. So it makes sense. In other words, the Mishnah is addressing a general principle: the kol mafsikin. I interrupt for all holidays, and then he gets into Rosh Chodesh. In other words, if Yom Tov happens, I don't read the parsha of Shavua, and then if Rosh Chodesh happens or a Tanit happens, the regular laning gets pushed off. So the Mishnah makes sense according to that pshat. Rabbi says, "Point Rabbi Ami, Elamandamar the Seder Haftarot Hu Chozer." But according to the opinion, it says Lakol Mafsikin means I would normally do Haftarah A. Now, but Parsha Shavua, I'm still going to continue to read Haftarah B'chol Mi'ika. So, but what about during the week? What is the Tana talking about then? In other words, what pshat will you say in the Mishnah? What does he mean? What's happening on Rosh Chodesh and on the Chanukah and Purim and the Taniyot? There's no Haftarah there that got displaced. That now I'm going back to the regular Haftarah. So V'idach, the other opinion, which would be Reb Yirmiyah, who says L'Seder Haftarot, Ha'kid'ita v'ha'kid'ita. He holds each clause is interpreted differently. So when it says l'kol mafsikin, it means that we interrupted the regular haftarot. We continue with the parsha Shavua. But in Achinami, when the Tana speaks about Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Taniyot, Mamadon, Yom Kippur, there he's talking about the weekly parsha. Now the Gemara says on the second white line, and I have to keep moving, and I apologize, I can't interrupt anywhere. Ubataniyot lamali hafsaka. So assuming that the pshat is, which we said, that on a Tanis, I'm not going to lane for the weekly parsha of Shavua. It means we think the pshat is when Tanis comes out on Monday or Thursday, I'm not going to lane for the weekly parsha. I'm going to lane a special, a different laning. Why do I have to need, why do I need a hafsaka on a Tanis? Likri mitzafer ben yana diyoma. Why can't I lane the regular parsha in the morning? Ubamincha betanita. And a mincha, I lane something that's shayach to a Tanis. So it means, let's say it's Monday or Thursday. So Monday or Thursday, I'll lane whatever the parsha of Shavua is. And then a mincha, I can still do laning for a tanis. It's like efshar l'kayim shneim. If we can do both, let's do both. So the Gemara says, Messiah le Rav Huna. So from the fact that the Tana of the Mishnah does not say to do that, it seems to lend support to the opinion of Rav Huna. The Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, mitzafra kinufya. On a tanis, in the morning, we have a big gathering. And Rashi learns the shot. Rashi is around the 15th very wide line. We gather people and we admonish them to see if anybody has an aveira. We ask the lu and they'll cease doing their aveira. So the tanis will be acceptable. Rashi learns, not like the way we do, Rashi learns there is no kriyas Torah according to Rav Huna and chakras on a tanis. Back in the Gemara, what do we do? Amar Abaye mitzafra l'palgei diyoma v'ayinan b'milei demata. So from the morning to midday, we make an analysis of what's going on in the city. You know, are people observing Shabbos? Are they observing Kashrut? Are they observing Tarot HaMishpacha? Whereas we don't just come and fast, we make a whole cheshbon, an accounting. Mipalgei diyoma l'pani yiriva diyoma, and then from midday, then to the next quarter of the day, let's say if it's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., we focus on what people do on the Tanis. Obviously, we have to daven during that period of time, but we're figuring that out. And then from midday to 3 p.m., then we analyze the Pani River of the Yoma, Karum Afteray. Then we have a Kriyas Torah, we have a Haftorah. So Rashi says, Lord Bach says, Karina B'Sifrum Afteray. The River of the Yoma, Baurachme. The last quarter of the day from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., so we're with Palel and we ask Rachman from Hashem. Shanamar. Now we quote the pasuk in Sefer Ezra that correlates with this. Now we're talking about a fast that was decreed by Ezra and Nehemiah. By Kruba Sefer Torah Hashem Elokeim, they read in the Torah, Reviyat Ayom, one quarter of the day, they're laning, which is what we said you do. Reviyat Mitvadim Ushtachavim, and one quarter of the day, they confess and bow down to Hashem. So he says, so Ve'epochana, so the Gemara says, maybe I should flip the whole thing over and say, those two quarters take place in the morning. In the afternoon, we should make the analysis. So the Gemara says, "Lo salta baita." I wouldn't think. "Tichtiv Elias who kol chared b'divrei Elokei Yisrael amal ha'golah v'ani yoshev mishomeim al minchata erev." He says that everybody gathers to me, and I'm sitting sort of like quiet till mincha time. "Uchiv minchata erev kam ti mitani ti," and then Rashi brings out the end of the pasuk by "Prasak kapay l'Hashem." That I Gemara. Kashat Rachamim is taking place at the end of the day. Okay, now, pause one second, and then I want to say a few things. Now, he says here, one second, right. Now, okay, now this is in footnote 12 in the R scroll on page 30b2. He says, he quotes the Ran, implies that because of the practice of gathering townspeople not observed today, there's no longer any reason to spend the fast day Torah reading in the morning. Nevertheless, we still observe the ancient custom of suspending the regular reading on Monday and Thursday and fast day reading substitute for it. So, in other words, Bisman, the way going with the Malach of Rashi, so there was no laning on the morning of Atanis, but now we don't have this whole gathering of people, and we're not occupied with that, so we do have a Kriyas Torah on the morning, but notwithstanding that, we're going to do the Tanis. Now, he quotes the Vilna Gaon, says, our custom is, in fact, inconsistent with the Gemara, though it's a number of difficulties with Rashi's interpretation implies the following. It is insufficient to conduct the fast day Torah reading only in the afternoon, as suggested in the Gemara's question, since the main gathering occurs in the morning. When the Gemara below outlines the agenda for a fast day and differentiates between the morning and the afternoon readings, that's so only regarding the Haftorah, which according to Ashkenazic custom is read during Mincha. So he wants to say this different one at Mincha. All right, but we got the main idea. All right, I have 60 seconds for the questions, then I'm going to move on. Who's got questions? Okay, I'm moving on. Okay, now let's see the next Mishnah, and then we'll talk. Now this Mishnah takes up the Kriyas HaTorah on different holidays. These dapin are the main source for the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftarot, both for the Yom Tovim, and we'll see for other days during the year as well. They're very important sugyas. So he says, Manita, now this Mishnah has Kriyas HaTorah, but doesn't match everything that we normally do. We'll see tomorrow more what we do, okay? Manitim, the Pesach Korim Parshat Moedot Torah Kohanim. On Pesach we lay in Parshat Moedot Torah Kohanim means in Parshat Emor. So the Gemara is going to say tomorrow's daf. That's not that. It's around the 10th line on Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph near the old Gimel. But even now, Gamal the Mikra Meshach Torah Pesach Pesach Pesach. Which was the best Shabbos, and the second day we short Pesach. But here the Mishnah says that on Pesach, the first of Yom Kippur, we were laying from Parshat Emor. But at Seret, Shiva Shavuot. On Shavuot, we would lay in Kol HaBachor on Shavuot. So that's not exactly what we do. We do it on the second day Yom Kippur, the Chutz Ha'aretz, but we don't do it exactly when the Mishnah says. Rosh Hashanah b'chodesh ha'shvi b'chal l'chodesh. According to the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah lane, it's really like our mafkir in Rosh Hashanah, but we'll see again tomorrow what's doing with Rosh Hashanah. B'yom ha'kippurim ha'chrimot, that we do. B'yom tov rishon shel chag, the first day of Sukkot, korin b'parshat mo'adot shvator konim. So that we do. So the first day of Yom Sukkot, we lane from Shor O'chesed. U'v'shar chuyim ha'chag, b'korban ha'chag. The other days, during Chol HaMoed, we go through the Sfeik of the Yoma and Parsha Pentecost. The Chanukah B'Nesiyim, that we do, and Chanukah we learn from the Nesiyim. The Purim V'Yavo Amalek, that we do. Rashi Chadashim, Rashi Chadashim, that we do. The Mamadot, Ma'asei Bereshit. The Mamadot are, again, the people who are praying in their towns that our Korbanot should be accepted. So they would lay in each day, Ma'asei Bereshit, and we went through Masechet Tanit. They go through, they double over. So the first is the Bereshit and the Hirakia. And then three aliyahs each day. The Taniyot, the top line, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, the Taniyot, Brachot Uklalot. Now, on Taniyot, he says, Yilein Brachot Uklalot means in Parshat Bechukotai. So on a Tanis, it's saying you should lay in Parshat Bechukotai, you have the Bracha and the Tochacha. So we don't do this exactly. So this is the Rashi, Brachot Uklalot, Dein Bechukotai, Lodi Shal Iskei Atei Ba'ab Puranot Le'olam. Because of Avei wrote, that's why bad things happen. So that Rav Kahati quotes the Rambam. Rambam says that it's talking about a Tanis that the goes there because of a Tzara. But our Taniot, we learn by a Tal. We don't make any Hafsakot in the Klalot, any interruptions. One person lays, so the Brachot, you'll have two Aliyahs. The Klalot, which is a long Aliyah, you'll have one. So Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos at Mincha, we always lay in like the order with the Parsha Shavua. So we'll see more in the Gemara tomorrow, but it means that the fact that I laid it on Monday or Thursday doesn't eliminate, you know, my obligation to lay it on Shabbos. So in other words, I'm not gonna be mostly for holy. I'm not gonna lay a little bit on Shabbos this afternoon. Then a little bit more on Monday, a little bit more on Thursday. And then when I get to Shabbos, it's only like 4/7 of the partial left lane. Because I lane some of it. And that's not the way I'm going to do it. Shenemar by the Ber Moshe Moed and Yishtemel B'nai Yisrael. So it says at the end of Parshas Emor, by the Ber Moshe Moed and Yishtemel B'nai Yisrael. So the Pshuto Shemikra sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu told Moed and Yishtemel B'nai Yisrael. This is the last Gemara in our scene. We're having a scene Thursday night. I hope everybody comes. And it's gratefully sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yosef Rachmani and Daniel Kodadadian. And we're on 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, by the way, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night. So Rashi brings down at the end of the Masechta that all the mitzvahs were said by Moshe to Klal Yisrael. So why would the Torah say, by the Moshe 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 Yisrael? It doesn't say he said about mitzvahs tefillin, he said this or shatneis or things like that. So he means that he taught them hilchot moed to moed bizmanan. He taught them the halakha of the holidays at the time of the holidays. That this is going back the whole Mishnah, that on each day, not the last halakha, but on each holiday, I have a mitzvah to be oseik in the dinim of the holiday on that holiday. So therefore, the kriyas Torah for that holiday should relate to the holiday. That's the way we do it. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did? Can everybody still hear me? Okay. All right. So, okay, I see. All right. Let me just end this recording and then we'll be good.